Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Tis the season for holiday music if you're in the mood for a live concert performance. The Capital Pops Concert Band presents their annual holiday concert this Saturday in Citrus Heights. They're a community band made up of 70 volunteer musicians who meet at least once a week to play together, and they've been performing in the region for nearly 30 years. Now, the size of the group has ebbed and flowed during those three decades, and they found themselves in need of a new conductor following the COVID years. As it turns out, Susan Hamry, an acclaimed former music professor at American River College, was looking for something to do. And she is now the director of the Capital Pops Concert Band, the Capital Horn Choir, as well as the program director of the SAC Community Concert Association. Very busy. Susan, thanks for taking the time. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about Capital Pops and this concert band.
Well, we started right after COVID. I heard your last guest talking about how difficult it was to have a business. It was also very difficult to be a musician, and all the bands had to disband because we couldn't be in close proximity. So the community bands just had to go home. Well, they asked me to come in about 4 years ago, three or four years ago, and there were 20 people there, and it was a little rough to start with 20 people. So a friend of mine told me the way you get a better and bigger band is get harder music in front of them. And that's what we did. I took some of my college music and some music that I used in honor bands, brought it in, and it attracted good players, terrific players. And little by little, we've been growing and growing, and now we're going to be 70 this Saturday night.
So more than triple.
Yes, we did.
In just a short amount of time, just a few years. What are the rules or the parameters? How can someone join the Capital Pops?
Well, no audition needed. I think that's a big attraction. So people don't have to audition. They can come in, but they do have to be able to read music very well. And they know as soon as they walk in whether they will fit in or not. It's a high-level group, and they are working hard.
What kind of music does the band perform?
Well, we do band classics. In fact, this weekend we will do some band classics along with holiday favorites and a premiere of a brand new piece written for us. So that's going to be fun, too.
What does it say about just the music community in Sacramento, the fact that you have 70 volunteer musicians who show up, they practice, and they want to participate in concerts like this?
Well, it's not just our band. There are 20 community bands in Sacramento. Now, I came from Los Angeles about 15 years ago, and I can think of four community bands.
Oh, wow.
20 community bands. It's just amazing. And it's not just bands. There are jazz bands. There are volunteer jazz bands of adults, orchestras, big choir programs. It says something about music in general in Sacramento, that there's a wealth of opportunity for people to join. And it just leads people to, well, in our band, we have some people that are in four and five different groups. So, in fact, I just came from a rehearsal myself of Brassy, and, I have two other groups that I play in. So we're all just really busy and loving it.
So you clearly love it. What do you get out of this experience and being part of a community like this?
Well, I think it has more to do with the word amateur. We're all amateurs as opposed to professionals. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way. Amateur, the root word amateur, the root of amateur is love of. And people love what they're doing. I know a lot of professionals that don't love what they're doing.
And this also follows a long career. You taught at American River College mm-hmm. for 12 years. How has that played a role in your new role now, relatively new role, with Capital Pops and the other associations and groups that you're part of?
Well, we all got sent home because of COVID and tried to teach from home and tried to teach music from home. It was really difficult. Several of us had to quit because we just couldn't do it that way. We're used to being with people. And that's, the bottom line is we want to be with each other. We don't want to practice from home or practice behind a microphone like this. We want to be with each other. So my experience from ARC, it was a great music program, and I can use a lot of the music from AR. In fact, I do. Thank you, Tony, for letting me borrow music. And just the practicality of learning how to work with adults, that was a good stepping stone to get to the Capital Pops band.
Yeah, I mean, you took over, as you mentioned, during a really rough period of the pandemic and COVID. How was that? Because it was a success. You went from a group of 20 to 70 in just a few years.
You mean how was it to teach music? Mm-hmm. It was just terrible. When we told everybody, go home and learn your music on your own, and then send it to us ready to go, and then we turn it into a song. I mean, that was very difficult. Kids had no fun. I had no fun. Just being in a musical ensemble, that's where the fun is, being with each other.
Yeah. And when you joined Capital Pops, this is when people could start gathering again and performing again in person. I mean, how was it taking that on following, a few years of needing to be distant and not performing together?
Well, everybody loves being with each other. It's kind of the ultimate team sport. Everybody loves being together.
I love that. And I do love your earrings, the French horn. What drew you to that instrument?
Well, I think everybody goes to their instrument because of some personality trait. In my case, I got braces. And it was the instrument they needed at the time. So I picked up the French horn, played it in the high school band, and majored it in college. But the Capital Horn Choir that we have here, there are 20 French horns playing all together, and we're getting ready to play in the Rotunda. The Capital Horn Choir is just a volunteer group, but they are absolutely terrific players, and we're performing next Friday at the Rotunda. Everybody's playing at the Rotunda in the next 3 weeks. It's just a beehive of activity, and it's really, really fun.
I mean, the fact that you say that there's 20 like community groups here in Sacramento compared to, the four when you were in Los Angeles. Did you think you'd be in a place where you'd have 20 volunteer French horn
performers? Not. No. Getting four French horns together is something. But 20 French horns. So we had our second to last rehearsal last Saturday, and everybody just kind of goes out laughing at the end. We just have so much fun together. It's a great area to perform in. It's a great area to work in, and I love Sacramento.
Yeah, you clearly get a lot of joy out of it, and then people who take it in obviously leave with a smile on their face. For people who want to watch the Capital Pops concert band in Citrus Heights this weekend, what should they know?
Come with just an attitude of joy. I think you will walk out even more joyful. I think the music is going to uplift a lot of people, and it should be just a great night.
And you're conducting it, correct?
I am conducting this.
So for those who don't know what a conductor is, what is your role?
Keeping it all together. And, of course, picking the music. But it's really up to the conductor to make or break an ensemble. The music can be, if it's unimaginative conductor, just beating time. And we want to do way more than that. We want to make the music expressive and meaningful to both the players and the audience.
Are tickets still for sale?
It's a free concert.
I like that.
Everybody likes a free concert. And we have goodies, too.
Oh, and goodies as well. Well, Susan, thank you so much for stopping by.
Well, thank you so much for highlighting music and music in Sacramento.
Susan Hamry is the director of the Capital Pops Concert Band. They are performing at 7 p.m. Saturday, December 13th at Rush Park in Citrus Heights. And you heard it from Susan. It is free and there are goodies to share. So you got to stop by. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky, Andrew Garcia, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.